You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for our home church, Victory International Praise Ministries. Victory is located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. We are on the radio every weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please don't hesitate to stop by and visit us. Let us know you heard about us on the radio and you just came to be our guest today at Victory. We say everyone is a VIP. You may arrive as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family and you're going to know that the Lord loves you. I want to praise God for our pastors at VIP, Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson, great man and woman of God. I'm your host today in the studio, Minister Andre Jordan, thanking God for the opportunity and the privilege to be here and for all of those that are connected to us through this radio broadcast. You, and you. We love you so much and we appreciate you tuning in and sharing with us how the radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. Today, we're looking in the scripture of 1 Kings 17. We're looking at from verse 7 through the end about how God does what can't be done. This scripture, this passage, you may know it, I know it, but it's a place of encouragement because in our hard places, sometimes we need somebody to come by and encourage us. We need somebody to come by and remind us that it's not over yet and not to throw in the towel. I want to say to you today, no matter what you're going through, don't throw in the towel. God is still on the throne. Yes, he is. And you know it, but do you know that you know that you know that you know it? And that is where we've got to be. Life can be difficult. Life can be challenging, but God is faithful. God hasn't gone anywhere. God sometimes uses the situations and the trials of life to build our faith, to strengthen us. Sometimes we're still like a newborn babe learning how to walk. You know, they be shaky. They're trying to walk. They shaky. They taking a step forward. They taking a step back. Sometimes we're near them and we're watching them trying, ready to catch them just in case they don't have the strength they need or the balance that they need. That's how God, he's looking at us. He's cheering us on. Go, daughter. Go, my son. I got you. I'm right here. And so I want to talk today about God making ways out of impossible situation. God turning impossible situations that look upside down, right side up, because he's God. The God of the impossible is who he is. I want to pray, Father, thank you so much. Expand our perspective of you. Expand what we think about you. Let my perspective, let my opinions, let my words that come out of my mouth be in alignment with your word today. Father, transform and renew our minds as we listen to the word of God from 1 Kings 17. Change how we think. Let there be no limiting words coming out of our mouth, but let our words be packed with power. Let our words be packed with praise. Let our words be packed with praise. And let our words be packed, Father, with confidence. Faith is what I wanted to say. Let our words be packed with faith in God, believing and knowing that God's word is true. So we thank you for making a way in every situation, for overthrowing the enemy in our lives. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not belief. Thank you that we walk every day in victory, every day that goodness and mercy follow us. Father, we thank you for angelic security, a posse of angels surrounding us and camped around about us, protecting us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the name of Jesus Christ that causes us to win, to be victorious. I pray today, let the listeners be encouraged. Let the anointing of God stir us, stir our hearts today to believe you for greater. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Turn with me. Grab your Bibles. Grab your phones. Google 1 Kings 17. Let's begin at verse 7. We're talking about Elijah the Tishbite. I love to see the mighty men and women of God in the scripture. I'm telling you, when I read scriptures like this, I'm encouraged. Come on, it raises us up. It makes us believe God for what he says. It makes us walk at a whole nother level of faith in him, of a level of being conquerors and more than conquerors, a level of being an overcomer today. And some of us, this is the medicine and the prescription that God has given us today in the word. We might need exactly what God is prescribing. Don't forget that God is the greatest physician. He knows exactly what I need. And I pray by the Spirit that this isn't exactly what I needed to hear word today for your life. And verse 1 Kings 17, verse 7, it reads, "And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, and because there had been no rain in the land." Let me stop and pause already. Just because the brook dried up doesn't mean it's over. Just because something happened does not mean your life is over. Your life isn't over. Your life is getting recharged. Your life is about to take off and launch. It's not over. A temporary situation, a temporary circumstance does not mean your life is over. Declare today, my life ain't over. It's just beginning. Declare today, I'm getting a brand new start in God today. Declare it. Talk to yourself from the word of God. You can never go wrong talking and declaring the scripture. The brook may have dried up. It's a temporary setback. My life ain't over. God isn't done with me. I'm getting a brand new start in God. Verse 8, "And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, get thee hence to Zarephath, which belongs in Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain you." Let me say this. The word arise from God is a good word. Arise, Andre Jordan. Say your name. Arise. Say your name. That's a good word from God. That word is power packed. Arise. I'm fixing to go somewhere in God. Arise. God is fixing to do something on my behalf. Arise. He wants me. When we arise every morning, we can't do much from the place of the bed. But when we arise, when we get up in the miracles, Jesus, Paul and Silas, Peter and them, they would say, arise, take up your bed and walk. God is saying, arise, arise out of how you think, arise out of where you're sitting or positioned yourself. Arise, come up. Higher. To arise means to get up, To arise means usually a vertical motion. So you're raising up out of something, whether it's your belief system, where it's limitations, where it's how you think and perceive, where it's how you speak. Arise in your language and how you speak, how you view things. Arise in how you see. Do you see negatively? Do you see critically? Do you see low level? Arise, look up. Whatever it is, arise is a good word. There's a lot in it. Arise means motion, momentum. Have you been stagnant, complacent, stuck? Arise. Arise is a breakthrough word. I'm getting ready. God is getting ready to break me through something. It said the brook had dried up. No more provision here. No more sustenance here. You've outgrown this place here. You've outgrown this place. You've fenced in here, but God says arise. And he said, along with the word arise, God gave instructions. He gave direction. He said, go get thee to Zarephath. He told him where Zarephath was located. Dwell there, for I have commanded. I'm commanding you to go, to arise, to go where I tell you. I'm giving you the directions. It's near in Zidon. And I'm telling you, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Guess what? We're going to learn the widow woman didn't even act like she knew she had been instructed by God to sustain him. But it doesn't stop the plan of God. It doesn't stop the destiny of God for our lives. It doesn't stop the purposes of God for our lives. God, we got to trust him. We got to trust that he is omniscient. He's the one all-knowing. You and I know in part. We're not all-knowing. But I trust in the omniscient God. I trust in the omnipotent, all-powerful God. I trust in the omnipresent God. God is here with me. He's there with you. He was there with Elijah. He was there with the widow woman. He works all things together for my good. Oh, when we fill up on the word, we can declare the word. We can live out of the word. Verse 10. So Elijah arose. That's key. When we receive the word of the Lord, will we follow the instructions? Follow through is critical. Follow through is crucial. Follow through is essential. When we receive the word of the Lord, will we act on it? Will we follow through? Will we arise? Will we get up? Will we move forward in God? Will we receive the word, execute the word, embrace the word, follow through on the word of God? Many of us fall right there. We fall right there. We fail to follow through. But Elijah arose. He went to Zarephath. He did exactly like God instructed him. That's another problem. Maybe he arose, but let's say he pulled a Jonah, where you don't go to Nineveh like the Lord told you. You go where you want to go. We can't get God results. We can't get kingdom results unless we follow God's instructions to the T. Follow and do what he said like he told you. Don't deviate. You want to see the impossible made possible in your life, in my life? Follow God's instruction to the T. Do not deviate. Do not get sidetracked. Do not get distracted from what the Lord said. Let us take a pause. What is the last thing you know that you know that you know God said for you to do? What are the last instructions God gave you? Have you completed them to the letter, to the T, like God said? Go back and do what God said for you and I to do. Let's today take a challenge of obedience, take a challenge of willingness, take a challenge of obedience, of following through God's instructions, God's commands, God's order. I will follow through. I will, for my life, obey God. And you know what? It's always good to repent. God, I missed it. God, I'm sorry. God, I thank you for another chance. I acknowledge you told me this. I'd pulled a Jonah, but I'm not going to pull another Jonah. Father, forgive me. Repentance clears the air, clears the runway to God's provision, to God's guiding hand. Verse 10, Elijah arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he had come to the gate of the city, behold, right at the gate of the city, here is what God has promised. Imagine the man of God. My God, it's like you said. And the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and he said to her, she was right in position. Let me say that. Right in position. When it comes to the Lord, isn't he good? This is showing us he will have the help we need at the right place, at the right time, to be a pivotal role, to play a pivotal role into transforming our lives, changing the trajectory of my life. I thank you, God. I just had to say that. We can thank God today for having our help at the right place, at the right time, to be a blessing in our lives and to change the trajectory. My whole world shifted and changed because the widow woman or the destiny helper that was called to help me was right there where God said they would be. Come on today. I praise God today. That's encouraging. Don't worry. The right one will be at the desk when you get there. The right one will be at the bank. The right one will even be at the grocery store when you get there. Whatever you need, God will have people on assignment. Do you see it today? People on assignment that may not know they're on assignment, but God will use them. God will cause them to bless you. God will cause them to intervene. God will cause them to speak up on your behalf. God will use people that do not know they're change agents for God. God is God. Nothing is impossible for him. Do you see this? The woman was right there at the gate of the city. He calls to her, fetch, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. God has exactly what I need, and he will use exactly who I need him to use for my breakthrough, for my deliverance, for my turnaround, for my change. And as she was going to fetch it, she obeyed the prophet. She was going to fetch the water for him. He called to her and he said, I see you going to fetch the water. Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. Thank you for going to get the water. Now I'm going to challenge you. Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, whoo, I believe she stopped in her tracks. She was making momentum. She was going to get the water. Okay, no problem. They got plenty of water. I'll go get him some water. She said, when he said, fetch me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread, bring it in your hand. She said, wait a minute. Come on, that's what we say. Wait a minute now, Lord. I do if you don't. As the Lord thy God lives, I don't have a cake. I don't have a cake. I don't have a piece of bread. I don't have a loaf of bread. But I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little bit of oil in a cruse, in a container. And behold, I'm gathering these two sticks. When you saw me, I was at my wit's end, is what she's saying. Let me translate. When you saw me at the gate, you didn't know, but I was at my wit's end. Am I talking to someone that says, Minister Andre, you didn't know, but when I turned on the broadcast today, I was at my wit's end. I was looking at what I had in my hand, a handful of meal. I have a cruse with just a little bit of oil. I could mix it up and might not be all the oil that I need, but I could mix it together and make bake a little something, end up with just a little something. I was out here gathering these sticks.
that I was going to go in, dress it for me and my son, that I might eat it and we die. It was my last supper, my last meal. The people that are on death row, there is what they say, a last meal before they're executed, before they die. I was going to prep it and prepare it for me and my son, and we had just come to the conclusion, this is it. But God, in your this is it moment, but God, in your at my wit's end moment, he shows up with supply. He shows up with destiny helpers. He shows up with kingdom builders. He shows up in unexpected ways. He uses unexpected method. He uses unexpected people. People that are strategically, divinely positioned to be in the right place at the right time. When you come through the door, here they are. Elijah was at the gate. When you come to the door, when you come through the door, what you need is waiting. What you need is positioned there. God knows what we need. God is sent help to help us. God will always make a way. God will always send help. God will always provide what we need. And Elijah, verse 13, said unto her, after she told him her story about being at her wit's end, I'm on death row, Elijah. I'm about to eat this meal, and that's it for me and my son. And Elijah said to her, fear not. Get rid of fear with the word of God. Combat fear with the word of God. Fear not. God has not given me a spirit of fear. I shall not fear. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not fear. God's not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, of a sound mind. The power of God combats fear in my life. The love of God combats fear in my life. A renewed mind, sound in the Lord, stayed on him, combats fear. Fear is defeated. We uproot it with the word of God. Elijah said, fear not, don't be afraid. Go and do as thou hast said. So go. Carry out your plan. You got a handful of meal. You got a little oil on the cruise. Go carry out your plan. But make me a little cake first. God says, through the man of God, go carry out your plan. But first, God, the man of God represents God. But first, give unto God what's due him. But first, you say, I'm going to make this for me and my son. We've come to the conclusion we're going to die. But before you die, give God praise. Before you die, give God first of what you have. Before you die, invest in God. Before you come to your conclusion, God first. And he said to her, go and do. Some of us go, we don't do. It takes both. Go and do. What the word says, go and do what your pastor leaders say. Go and do what the man and woman of God say. Go and do. Make time for God first. Put God first. But go and do and put God first. Put God in it. Keep God in it. Make me a cake first. That means prioritize God. Prioritize God's word. Prioritize God's instructions. And bring it to me. If we put God in, if we keep God in it, God will turn it around. Keep God in it, but first God, bring it to me. Make me a little cake, bring it to me. And then after you give to God, after you obey God, after you do what God said, after you go and do and follow his instructions, then you, the priority is God. I prioritize God over myself. I prioritize God over how I think. I prioritize God over my opinions. I prioritize God over my agenda. I prioritize the will of God over my will. I'm busy trying to make God's will my own. This is how we get the impossible made possible. Go and bring me. First make me, then bring it to me, and afterwards make for you and for your son. Priority challenging us is our priority God? Is God the priority, or is he number 100 on our list of 1 through 100? God wants to be first in our lives. We see his power demonstrated by placing him first, by prioritizing him. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal, because of obedience. When we obey God, we can expect blessing, reward. Because she said, Elijah said to her, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal that just had a handful at the bottom, the whole barrel was empty, a handful at the bottom, filled with air and a handful at the bottom. The barrel of meal shall not waste, shall not lack, shall not run out your container. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Because there's going to be enough flour and oil left in your containers until the time, until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. God's given you a miracle, woman. God is going to give you a miracle. Am I at the brink of my miracle? Are you at the brink of your miracle? Yes. Go and do what God's telling you. Go and obey him. Prioritize him. But God first. Put him first. Include God in your story. Include God in your situation. Include God. So Elijah says, there's always going to be flour. There's always going to be oil. There's always going to be provision because God is your provider. God is my provider. He will always provide for his children until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth, until the Lord sends rain just as he promised. He'll send the rain. He'll send the crops. It'll grow again. God is going to provide and make a way for you through miraculous. And she went, the widow woman went, verse 15, and she did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and her house, her and her son, they ate many days. It was as God had told her. And the barrel of meal did not waste or run out, and the oil cruse did not waste or fail. It did not fall short of what God said would it would be, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah the prophet. So God uses people, men and women of God, in our lives in miraculous ways to be destiny helpers, destiny pushers, prophetic words of God. Today, I pray that the broadcast has encouraged you. You're at the brink of death. You're at the brink of your wit's end. But here comes God through the man of God sending help. God send help in every situation today to the listeners that are on the hearing the broadcast today. May God send help out of heaven into your life. May you know and be encouraged that God is a waymaker. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. May God bless you and keep you as you walk in victory today.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North.